And now, Ben Bailey.
The Scriptures clearly teach that baptism is essential to salvation. Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. In the first gospel sermon, Peter preached, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins." Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. And when we look to the account of Saul of Tarsus, we can see the essentiality of baptism. Saul is told by the Lord, "You go into the city and it'll be told you what you must do." Well, what was that essential element Paul had to do? Ananias came to him and said, "Why are you waiting? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts chapter 22, verse 16. And how could you get any more clear than the words of 1 Peter 3, verse 21? The Bible says baptism does now also save us. But sometimes when people are presented with this overwhelming evidence on the necessity of baptism, they bring up reasons or try to bring up excuses as to why they don't have to be baptized. One of the most popular is the thief on the cross. When presented with the truth on baptism, people often say, "Well, the thief was never baptized. He was saved. Therefore, I don't have to be baptized to be saved." Friend, is the thief a good example of salvation for us today? Should we put our trust in this man and his example of how he was saved? Or is it a false example for Christians today? There are three clear reasons why a person must not put his faith in the example of the thief on the cross. Number one, the argument concerning the thief on the cross goes like this again. The thief was never baptized. He was saved. Therefore, I don't have to be baptized. This is a faulty way of salvation because it is based on an assumption that cannot be proven. For example, where in Scripture does it say that the thief wasn't baptized? You can't find that. You can look and look and look, and you won't find one passage stating clearly the thief wasn't baptized. Someone says, "Where does it say it was?" It doesn't. The premise is based on a fact which one cannot prove. In fact, you could come a lot closer to proving the thief was baptized than proving that he wasn't. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, the Scriptures teach that all Jerusalem, Judea, and all the regions round about went out to John to be baptized, confessing their sins. Now, where was the thief crucified at? He was crucified in Jerusalem. How do you know he wasn't one of those people baptized by John? Well, you can't. Someone says, "Well, I just think that he wasn't." Friends, we don't want to put our faith. The Bible doesn't teach us to put our faith in what we think or what we feel. The Bible says, "Prove all things." 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21. The Bible teaches us there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. You know, in common sense, everyday language, everyday situations, we wouldn't take this and use it if it was very important. For example, if you went into the doctor's office and you had some disease or some ailment, and the doctor came in and said, "You know, I've got this pill and I don't think it'll kill you." Why would you take that? You'd say, "Doc, I've got to have some certainty. I've got to know for sure it won't kill me." Can you know for sure the thief wasn't baptized? Absolutely not. Can you know he was? No way. But friends, here's the point. Don't base your soul's salvation on an assumption that cannot be proven. But here's the second reason. The thief is not a good example of salvation today because he did not live under the New Testament age of Christianity. Hebrews 9, verses 15 through 17 says this, that the law went into effect, the law of Christ went into effect after his death, for it has no use at all while men are alive. If you make a will, that will doesn't go into effect until after your death. Friends, the thief lived on the Old Testament side of the cross. The gospel is preached in Acts chapter 2, and yet the thief died several days before that. And so he's not an example of New Testament salvation. I would no more look to David, Noah, Moses, or any Old Testament figure for salvation than I would the thief. If you want to learn about New Testament examples of salvation, you need to look to the book of Acts. All throughout the book of Acts, men and women obey the gospel, and in every case, baptism is necessary. Acts 2, verse 38. They obeyed God in baptism. Acts 22, verse 16. Saul had his sins washed away in baptism. Acts 18, verse 8. Many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. And so the argument is based on an assumption that cannot be proven. The argument is based on a faulty example, an Old Testament example of salvation. But then there's a third reason why you don't want to put your salvation, rest your salvation, on the case of the thief. Jesus, while on earth, had the power to forgive sins in any way He chose. In Mark chapter 2, Jesus healed a man. He then said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." The Jews began to question Jesus about this. And He said this, "The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Jesus could have forgiven that man's sins any way He chose. But here's the point for us. Jesus is not on earth anymore. Jesus has laid down His will. On the day of judgment, I'm going to be judged by the words of Christ. John 12, verse 48. And thus, Jesus has clearly laid down what we must do. The standards are absolute, and we must be willing to obey God in salvation. So is the thief a good example? No. It's based on an assumption you can't prove. He lived under the Old Testament, not the New. And Jesus had the power to forgive sins then how He chose, but He's clearly laid down what we must do. Friend, the Bible is so clear on salvation, baptism being essential to salvation. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Unless, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." John 3, verses 3 through 5. Paul said it this way, "We're baptized into Christ." Now, why is that important? All spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1, verse 3. Salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2, verses 11 through 13. Well, if all spiritual blessings are in Christ, salvation's in Christ, how do I get into Christ? I'm baptized. And so, friend, we encourage you today, don't put your salvation on the thief who died next to the Lord. Put your salvation in the words of the Lord. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16.